stimulating the soul with a new musical experience. The Diamond Soul Experience.
The Diamond Soul Experience.
And you're listening to the Diamond Soul Experience with DJ Razu.
When I start to cry, when we're making love, do you think that I could tell you how you make me feel? Could you handle me? Cause this love be real. Yet I won't impose my thoughts on you, but I know you know, and you feel it too. These are my thoughts, my soul to keep. It's just that much to be loving you is deep. So deep, I can't get no sleep. So deep, you know I can't even eat. So deep, loving you is deep. Said I can't explain what you do to me. Said I'm in a trance, like 1, 2, 3. You must be my muse. Inspired I be to know the good in all I see. And if we be love, then love we be. You are my soul, and you know me. You are my heart, my heart's desire. Baby, take me higher. So deep, so deep. Can't even sleep. So
that But I also know your kind. Baby. one wish, it would be to stay together. Stay together, let's grow together. It's not much to ask of us. I know we can do it. I always knew. Always look at me the way you do today. Treat me like a friend. Listen to what I say. Cause girl, I'm with you all the way. All the way that I could never change.
This last dance, I would like to move to the rhythms you groove to. Yeah, it doesn't really matter who sees. eyes, just picture you and me. Forget the haters, they can hate us, I don't care what's up. Forget the news, the paper, the tabloids, the classifiers, entertainment, the androids. Let's freak this dance, romance on the floor. Cause I don't care what's said in the tabloids, tabloids. It's in the air, I can see the glass. The gossip's brewing, but I'm well prepared. All the noise don't bother me. I'm right where I wanna be. I just wanna move, girl. Just wanna move, girl. I just wanna move, girl. Just wanna move, girl. I just wanna move, girl. I just wanna move, girl. I just wanna move, girl. Forget the news, the paper, the tabloids, the classifiers, entertainment, the androids. Let's freak this dance, romance on the floor. Cause I don't care what's said in the tabloids, tabloids.
Radio. It's your man DJ Radu right here on the Diamond Soul Experience. And tonight I am joined by a singer, songwriter, clothing designer. He has a new album that will be out soon, The Beauty Created. He has an EP out right now that's just blowing everything up. And if you enjoyed the song you just heard, Tabloids, this is the man responsible for that. Gentlemen on the phone, can you please give us your name and say what's up to Birmingham?
What's going on, Birmingham? It's Jesse Borkins III.
Now, the EP I was talking about earlier, the title is Dopamine, My Life on My Back. Luckily, man, I've had some time to find out, you know, where the title comes from. But for those just finding out about Jesse Borkins III, man, can you shed some light on where the inspiration came from?
The word dopamine actually means, like, it's a chemical form for love. Like, it's releasing your body when you're in love with someone, you know? Bottom line, the word. So, it's kind of like, I wrote the album about my last relationship I was in, you know, basically from beginning to end, like, an abbreviation of it to, like, 8 songs. So, that's pretty much what it is.
Cool.
Bottom line, love.
Your EP, Dopamine, was released early 2008.
Valentine's Day,
2008. And you had a video on BETJ that was just blowing up BETJ. There just seems to be generally just a lot of buzz on you. What would you attribute that to? Would you call that skill, hustle, luck, or all of the above?
I would say all of the above, you know? Like, I don't think it's anything by itself. Pretty much, I went to New School University for music. Like, that's what I do. You know, I went to school for 13 years, and that's all I did was music, basically. So, I got my degree in voice performance. I'm classically trained. So, like, that's the whole skill thing. I mean, as far as the hustle and the look, it's I live in New York. You know, that's what we do out here.
Yeah,
we just go at it. So.
I have a friend that says the harder you work, the luckier you get. And 13 years just getting your game tight, man, I would say that's definitely putting in the work.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
So now, New School University, a lot of heavy hitters went there as well, I know.
Yeah, Bilal went. Bilal was actually my voice right now.
Wow.
But while I went there, I don't know if you like this famous jazz piano player, pianist, named Robert Glasper.
Yeah.
Siambe Lockhart.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody.
Yeah, they know who she is. Yeah,
she's pretty dope. Hargrove, trump player, he went to New School for like a couple semesters. So it's kind of good that, you know, like I had access to them. Like they can still come around and like those are all my homies, you know, so like.
Yeah, true indeed, man. Baby, I don't know. There's a mean beatbox on there, man. Who's laying down that beatbox?
That's actually me and my boy OJ, a friend, my production partner as well. We were going together on the mic, so that's kind of crazy. Nobody ever asked me about that beatbox. I really thought that would be like the question everybody asked when they hear the track too. Like, what made you do that? But you know. Just wanted to do something different, I guess.
I mean, it definitely adds some flavor, man. I was just trying to find out if Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie had something to worry about, you know? Being the creator of Dopamine, and I know this may be a difficult question, but what's your favorite song on the EP and why?
Wow. That's kind of crazy. Like, I don't know. Every song has its own level to it.
Right.
But my favorite is probably Think and Sobriety. Those are my two favorites.
Cool, man.
Think being my first favorite. Yes. Sobriety, my second favorite.
All right. We can do that. We'll let you off easy, man.
All right.
Now, the arrangements and the songwriting, which I understand, were all done by you.
No production.
To put it blunt, they're astounding and also very intricate. Who are some of your early influences? Just like the initial people you heard that was like, yo, I want to do this music thing and I want it to sound like this.
I mean, as far as like when I first started music, it was a lot of reggae. You know, because I'm from Jamaica. Okay. I was born in Jamaica. Not born in Jamaica, I was raised in Jamaica, born in Chicago. But I was there from like 3 months to like 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Miami, so it was a lot of West Indian music, you know?
Wow.
Out of Latin, like a lot of Afrobeat. I feel like I have that rhythmic approach to my sound is from that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like the songwriting though, you know, Stevie. I listen to a lot of Donny Hathaway's French phrasing, you know? I listen to a lot of new cats too. I try to do that. I listen to a lot of Eric Robinson, you know, PJ Morton.
Right.
I listen to a lot of the Beatles. I try to take inspiration from everything I like.
Well, check it out, man. We're going to go into a break. IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man, DJ Radu, laying down the questions. And with my man, Jesse Boykins III, request the wax, man. Which one to hear right now, man?
From me?
Yeah. From you, man. Right, from you to Birmingham.
Right.
Anything you want to hear that you want everybody else to hear.
Did you play Baby, I Don't Know Yet?
I haven't played it yet, man.
Yeah, put the spin there right there.
All right. Well, that's going down right here on the Diamond Soul Experience on IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio.
Damn, baby. Ooh. So smooth. Nah, just take that off. Just take it off. Huh? See, I remember me and you laid up in a red room, and I remember the way your body curved, the way you moved. I never wanted to take it out, yeah. I just love everything you do, baby girl. Love's true, yeah. Never thought I would ever, baby girl, can't tell us. Damn, I'm tripping. I mean, it's good.
So good.
I mean, nah, it's real good. I mean, like.
Ooh, shaking, baby. I ain't complaining or nothing, but I need more, you know? Like, listen, just listen, listen.
See, I can't forget all the times I wake up looking for you. 'Cause I can't find another could break me down and do the things you do to me. Are you sure you're in high regards? Something like a phenomenon.
Away from you.
I don't know what I gotta do.
I don't know what I gotta do. Keep myself away from you.
I wish I knew how. Yeah.
I don't know what I gotta do.
I don't know what I gotta do. 'Cause you'll always be mine.
Thank you.
IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man once again, DJ Radu. I'm on the phone with Jesse Boykins III, the phenomenon. Yo, man, you've been thrown into this neo-soul category by many, which, depending on how you look at it, either places you in great company or it completely limits your creative output.
Exactly.
What do you think of that label?
That's a good question, man. Every time somebody asks me a question like that, I always say how much I hate the word neo-soul.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a genre of music to me. There's no genre of music. It's soul, you know what I'm saying?
True that.
All good music is soul music to me. So I have so many different sounds. I just don't do soul music, like R&B soul. I do electro, I got some joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm like an artist, so I always explain to everybody this is soul music, and this is the phase of soul music I'm in right now.
Right. Man, that's a good answer, man.
I don't expect anybody else that does R&B soul, and that's it. That's great. I feel like as an artist, I want to grow, you know?
True that.
Through different genres of music, yeah.
Cool. I know being from Jamaica, Miami, and spending time in New York, I'm pretty sure you got some heaping helpings, a gumbo for us in the future, right?
Yeah, I got a couple other projects. You know, I have over 200 songs recorded.
Wow.
It's just a matter of getting products. You know what I'm saying? Find branding. I'm all about marketing and all that. So. I'm just taking a step at a time.
You already have one EP that's out, Dopamine, and you have a new album that's on its way, Beauty Created. What is Jesse Boykins III trying to say? You know, what is your message?
Well, this is love, man. That's all it is. Bottom line, that's all it is in life to me is love. All
right.
Everything comes back to that, you know. So this album, Beauty Created, is inspired by relationships and summer love and Spike Lee movies, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things, some mood album, take you through different levels of love. To me, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I actually forgotten that I had read that. When you say that you're inspired by Spike Lee joints, now summer love, I get. What Spike Lee joints are inspiring you artistically?
It's not even just you can't even think of it just the storyline. You gotta think of it's deeper than cinematography, the visuals and things, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do the Right Thing inspires me crazy. And that's one of the biggest movies, because so many things happen in that movie. You know what I'm saying? Do the Right Thing, relationships.
Yeah.
And the way it looks and the racial thing, that inspires me a whole lot. Crooklyn, another one of my favorite movies. Those technically aren't the movies, but it's still real, though. You know, it's not cheesy.
Yeah, right.
You know, real things still go down. So, I feel like that's what Spike brings. That's what his movies bring, reality. You know what I'm saying? A lot of movies really exaggerate things. But his is real, and it's still, full point. You still want to pay attention to the way it looks and everything, you know? The dialogue and all that. So, those movies, I love that movie, She Hate Me. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
My joy too, you know, stuff like that, crazy scenarios that he makes into movies that are classics to me.
That's answered that question. If you ever read that Jesse Boykins III is inspired by Spike Lee joints, that's the reason why. You know, there are a few artists that are commercially successful that are still artists in the truest sense of the word. Ultimately, what's the goal? Is it commercial success? Is it critical success? Like, Jesse Boykins' third album is great, but it's not selling that many copies. What is the goal, ultimately, for Jesse Boykins III?
To me, it's bigger than all that. The whole thing with me is I want to be timeless. You know, just how, cats can still put in a Marvin Gaye album and jam and play for their kids, and their kids are jamming and playing for their kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to be ongoing, infinite. That's what I try to make my music, you know?
Cool.
That's my main goal, just building a brand, being an icon. That comes into play once you get to a certain level in your career.
Right.
But as long as I feel like if I stay true and true to my music and true to myself as an artist, and you know what I'm saying, true to everything that I want to do, all the goals that I already had planned before anything happens, then I feel like the music will stay timeless.
So do you see a major label in your future, or do you plan on staying where you are? Because what you're saying, I'm with that, but at the same time, major labels kind of suppress that to an extent.
Exactly. So, any situation that can help me get to the next level without me having to compromise too much.
Right.
Is a situation that I would want to be in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like it's a lot of situations where like I've been offered a couple deals. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all not the way I'm looking for.
Right.
As far as me being an artist and me being able to create, like, because they kept looking at me like, oh, I'm young, and then they throw me these like whack. Bottom of the totem pole deals,
right?
$10,000 in advance, and like, yo, he'll take it. Like, you know, like, but that's not even what it's about. Like, this is what I love to do. This is what I do for a living. I don't want it to just be. I don't want it to be anybody else's mind.
Right.
So if I can find someone who agree with that, they give me the money at the same time that I want it.
Right. Well, cool. If you out there listening, you got your legit contract in some legit conditions. You want to offer my man Jesse Boykins the third? He's willing to consider that. All right, make sure you come correct. Yo, man. Once again, it's your man DJ Radu right here on IBLS. I'm asking the questions. Jesse Boykins the third is requesting the wax.
Sobriety.
You're listening to IBLS Bama Love Soul Radio. It's Jesse Boykins the third and Sobriety right here on the Diamond Soul Experience.
Experience with DJ Radu.
Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man DJ Radu putting it down with my man Jesse Boykins III. Earlier, man, you mentioned brand. I read somewhere that you were trying to develop the Jesse Boykins III brand. What exactly is the Jesse Boykins III brand?
I mean, I'm trying to be like Coca-Cola. You know?
All right.
You know, I'm trying to have some merchandise, t-shirts. You know, I want everybody to know my name, you know? I want everybody to think of something. Like, think of everything positive. As soon as they hear my name, I want my name to be, you know, the talk of the town, you know? That's what a brand is, like, ever flowing.
Right.
It's around, even if it's not around, you know?
All right. So how can people get their hands on Jesse Boykins III merchandise? So here's the Jesse Boykins III merchandise.
It's actually in 09, actually, January. The line's coming out at the end of the month.
Okay.
So my website's going to be up to purchase everything, the beatacreator.com. Yeah, you can go online and you can, right now you can pre-order the Be the Creator album, and you can purchase the Dope Me album on either the hard copies or the DLC links to Amazon, Rhapsody, or iTunes, or wherever it is, you know. So you can do it like that for right now.
All right, so make sure you visit those websites and cop that merchandise. It's a beautiful thing. You know, Jesse, man, I had the opportunity, actually the pleasure, to see you perform in Florida with some seasoned acts. I was pleasantly surprised because as a new artist, I wasn't really expecting much from your live show, but I was pleasantly surprised to see you stand out, much less, you know, hold your own with some of your contemporaries. What contributed to your live show? I mean, what did you watch or hear or see?
That's a good question, because I feel like a lot of artists these days don't know what it means to perform live. Like, so, I mean, I do a lot of, I mean, I'm on YouTube, you know, I study a lot of old school cats. I watch a lot of performers, I watch a lot of Mars Day, Prince, you know? Like, I watch how they, with every song, they put themselves in the song and in the mood that the song is in, you know? So that's what I try to bring to my music, like, if it's a slow jam or a sad song, you can tell. It's like theater, you're acting while you're performing, you know?
Right.
I bring everything, I try to bring every element of entertaining into the song that I'm performing.
The band's name is The Beauty Created, and that's also the name of your new album. Tell us about your new project, man.
Did it like this summer? I think I started recording around April. And this guy, Steve Wireman, he's my roommate, but he's also a band member. But he plays guitar for like Joe, Keisha Cole, just a lot of mainstream cats. Janet Jackson. He's played a lot, you know, for a lot of people. We're just in the house one day, you know, just go around like we always do, whatever. He's like, we should just start probably recording. I was like, all right, you know, what we gonna do? He's like, let's just try to do an album. So we started, you know, we just started doing demo joints, like me and him recording on a little like wave recorder songs, and like I would play for the other band members. Like I called my homies and be like, yo, what you think about this? Like, all right, it's cool. I can put some horns on that. So we just like the band as a team, we just built. You know what I'm saying? We just. Like, we built musical arrangements. That was so crazy that I was like, man, I guess we could, like, off the first like, we should just keep going, you know?
Right.
And I brought in, like, producers like Steve McKee, and I told Bill that play in Delilah's band, and they actually did one of my singles that's coming out next year, Itis, and this producer out of Brooklyn, his name's Phantom Lover. He did two tracks on the album, Chanel. This is the single that's out right now. The interlude called Loopy, so those are his two albums I have, but everything else is in-house, like, it's the whole team. The band's initially why I named it.
Okay, cool. That was my next question. So, yo, man, it's a song on the album. Title of the song is Pantyhose. And to be completely blunt, man, yo, man, when I think of pantyhose, man, I'm thinking about my mom and my grandma, man. You know, I don't know many women. This is me personally. So don't shoot me when you see me on the street, you know. That rock pantyhose, man. What's up with pantyhose? Well, by the way, it's a beautiful song, man. I love the song. They heard it here last week. But tell me about pantyhose, man. Don't tell me about pantyhose. I know about the pantyhose. Tell me about the song Pantyhose, man.
You know, man, it's like, to me, I feel like every working woman, like, in life, if they're like an office or business, wears pantyhose. Like, even if they don't want to. And I know they're not comfortable.
Right.
I know they're not, like, the fly is, like, fashion thing, but it's like, it's a metaphor for the working woman. Grinder, like a female that hustles, you know? That's pretty much what it is to me. And then I think, I mean, I see some sexy pantyhose now. Like, you know, like, you gotta think about lace and, like, you know, it's a lot of fish. Like, you know, it's little things. You can find some sexy pantyhose with some girls, like, too.
All right.
I feel like, yeah, well, that's why I wrote it, man.
I hear that. Now, I went to your blog, man. And shout out the blog right quick.
The blog is jbimusic.com.
And I read the lyrics to Chanel, man. Who is Chanel, or what is Chanel, or what's going on with that, man? It's a beautiful song.
Thanks, man. I think that's one of my favorites on the album, but that was the name of the track that my boy Phantom Lover sent me, one of the tracks. Yeah, he sent me a track and it was called Chanel. And I like to write, I like when producers send me tracks, I like to write to the whatever the titles are. Which I like to include the titles in the song. So I'm on my thesaurus on my computer when I want to type Chanel, and the first thing that comes up is Coco Chanel. So I'm like, Coco Chanel, I'm like, that's the designer. So I researched her.
Right.
She started from nothing.
Right.
She was in the salon and she made it out. out on her passion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So from that, I was like, I'm thinking about it some more. I was like, well, I'm Coco. Like, that's black, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Afrocentric, that's the African woman, Coco, you know what I'm saying? So basically the song is, I use Chanel as a metaphor for a young black woman, like, in the slums. And not believe she can get out, and me telling her that, you know, I'm talking about your situation, but I know you're better than your situation that you're in right now, and I'm here to help you get out of it, you know?
Man, that's great, man. You know, we need, you know, some more inspirational songs out there, and we need more, you know, creative and great songwriting, man. So I'm glad that you're making this music, you're creating this art. Now, when will this album be released, man? It had a November the 11th date. I was searching for it.
Probably the 11th, but I had to push it back a little bit. It's going to be out the 25th, for sure.
All right, for sure.
Yeah, I'd be great to on for sale on MySpace. And
then
it's just going
to iTunes
by December.
Okay. Now, Birmingham, if you check the blog, jbiii.blogspot.com, and you don't see it there, we send the Jesse Boykins hate mail straight to the email.
Oh, email is jbiii@gmail.com.
Now, you said they can get it Amazon, and it'll be on iTunes maybe in December. All right. Yo, man, it's a pleasure having you on the show, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it a lot.
All right. And you know how it's going down. I'm asking the questions. Jesse Boykins III is requesting the wax, man. What are we listening to right now?
Thanks.
All right. We're going into Thank You for the Wrap It Up. Thanks again, Jesse Boykins III, for being on the show, man. Any last words for Birmingham?
Man, I just appreciate the love, man. Thank you so much for the support. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'll be out there soon. Nice to meet everybody. Thanks again.
Alright, and that's the word right here on the Bama Love Soul and the Diamond Soul Experience.
Uh-huh. I could taste the salt in her kiss. Feel the pain balled up in her fist. Never thought I'd be the man to make her feel like this. No, I never thought I'd leave her alone. Be the man to make her feel like this. I could see the shivers fill the screens. It was once within us, but now it deceits. Never thought I'd be the man to unroot seeds. I never thought I'd leave my home.
Think all day long. Think
why
couldn't I be stronger?
Never thought I'd be the man to unroot seeds. Considering you think I'd see what she truly means, but now I'm all alone, alone, yeah,
all day long.
All I do is think of you, yeah, and how I messed up. Never would have seen it like this.
I can go back.
Many places. I'm known by nobody.
You're experiencing the Diamond Soul Experience. Experience.
Recording artist Keandre Lockhart, and you are listening to the Diamond Soul Experience with DJ Radu.
Theaters just ain't gold, no. And now you're trying to strike a deal, but I can only play the role while the story unfolds. Oh, see, I can dress it up, make it look real good. When we would be and be, and we put to sea, so many thinking we got it right, but we could even pretend that we're understood. It's easy to to conceive. But then again, I'm quite naive. It's gonna be a long and lonely night. A lonely and lonely night. I never camouflage my crazy way. My crazy way.
Starving in the belly full. The whips is empty. Convenience the corporate yard. Pit balls tip me. Dip my head in the water to submerge. Subversive action is carpooling. You heard?
Hey, 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 rock. Let's the waters get inside.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
turn that nothing in the sun.
if that something wants to be with me. And we could be together, live happily. I spend so much time just doing nothing. I think it's time for me to start doing something. Find me a fun activity. Enjoy this life of liberty.
Time lasts every minute. I just keep on moving. I just keep on moving. Life just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Life just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Time lasts.
Home from work, I know your feet hurt. Left your house shoes at the door. Kick off your heels, unbutton your shirt. Let your skirt loose, anything you ask is yours. It's been a long day for me too. All day locked up in a room, singing my heart away about you. Baby, I don't wanna bother, don't wanna stress. I just wanna watch you get undressed. You're a hard worker, I'm so impressed. But I wanna see you in your pantyhose.
Pantyhose, yeah. Pantyhose.
All I gotta say,
I wanna see you in your
about your day. While I kiss the legs, all the things you hate, while I penetrate. I do love when you vocalize. We're laying eye to eye, and my hands are riding up and down those thighs.
Up and down those thighs.
Up and those thighs. Baby, I don't wanna bother, don't wanna stress. I just wanna watch you get undressed. You're a hard worker, but so impressed. But I wanna see you in your pantyhose.
Birmingham's exclusive neo-soul experience. The Diamond Soul Experience.